Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Podcast Network Asia.
Yung family dog ng tito-tita niya, namatay.
Oh my God.
Yun talaga ang homophobic dog.
Hindi. Parang, darating yung ano, yung baklang ano.
Yung baka mag-jowa, oh, I can't breathe. Ganon.
Hello mga kapitbahay, this is Yudes.
This is Natalie.
And Athena here.
And y'all are listening to
Dazzers. Yes.
Kailan ko makakall for the new year? Happy New Year mga kapitbahay. Hello, hello, hello. Na-miss niyo ba kami?
Happy New Year po.
Happy New Year sa lahat. So as you can, mas you can see mga kapitbahay, medyo matagal kami nawala. Nag-take kami ng long break for the ano, for this week, actually for the past few weeks, no, para mag-concentrate for the holidays, because yeah, it's been an open secret naman sa Kadazzers na things are really heating up pagdating sa mga personal lives namin. So we took the time for the holidays, no, to really recharge para din makapagplano for this upcoming year, no, for new episodes, new plans, mga bagong pasabog, para to pick things up, no? Because we're already going to season 11, di ba? Grabe, season 11, guys. Wow. Medyo...
Grabe, gano'n ba ako katagal mo na? Wait, what the fuck? Gano'n ba ako katagal na wala?
Tangin na mas mahaba pa tayo sa seasons ng Friends.
Isipin yung mga ano, bagong listener, 10 years na po tayo, hindi pa po.
May, hindi po.
Parang ano, starting ano, college days, nagre-record na tayo.
Hindi, kung tutusin, para ano lang, season 6 lang tayo. There was a time lang nung during our first few years, 2 seasons per year tayo. Di ba? Tama ba?
Magkayo nun.
But na natuto na kami na parang ang tanda naman ng season na, no?
Pero po kami ng ano, neophyte energy na parang hindi, labas tayo na labas ng content, magaling tayo, tapos biglang wala na.
Tapos ngayon, chill-chill na lang kami.
Para magre-record ba? Sige, record tayo.
Record. Yeah.
Yes.
Kami naman nagsasama sa inyo mga kalbay. Of course, mahal namin kayo. Kaya nga, pinagkinataguyan namin to. Uy, tanginan nyo. Panindigan natin to. Ang dami nakikinig. Yeah. For 2023, it's going to be a whole new... No, it's not really a whole new thing. Pero we're thinking of new stuff up to spice up, you know, our episodes. And of course, you know, to bring quality content sa inyo mga kapitbay. Because, well, bakit hindi, di ba? At dapat kailangan mag-level up tayo for 2023.
Yes.
So to start, no? Ano muna tayo? Kumustahan muna tayo? Kasi medyo matagal din tayo. Kahit sa ano, kahit sa group chat, galit-galit eh. Bawal mag-update. Tapos makatid. Di ba? So kumusta pa naging holidays ninyo for, you know, for this holiday season? Kamusta siya? Sige, ako na lang mauna. Actually, medyo naging umaatikabo yung holiday season ko, no? Kasi... last December was my first Christmas na hindi ko in-spend sa province, no? I was, ano, may mga hinabol pa kasi kami sa work until 23. Tapos ako, ayoko na makipagsabayan dun sa 24, yung rush hour ng 24, no? Sabi ko, dito na lang ako sa, ano, sa Manila, sabi ko sa mom ko. Sige, dyan ka. And then si Toto, dinala ako sa Antipolo, dun sa, ano, sa family niya, sa tito-tita niya. Which is, you know, this is also my first Christmas na in-spend ko together with a partner. So medyo ano siya, it was a major step. It was a big first for me in terms of relationship. Kaso ito ka, so pabiyahe na kami, no, papuntang Antipolo. Kalagitnaan, nasa Grab kami, biglang naka-receive ng message si Toto na yung family dog ng tito-tita niya namatay.
Oh my God.
Yun talaga ang homophobic dog.
Hindi. Para darating yung ano, yung baklang ano.
Yung baklang mag-jowa, I can't breathe, ganun.
Gago ka, hindi. Ano, very, very, ano naman. It's 14 years old na rin kasi yung puppy.
Oh.
So 14, ilan ba yun in dog years? Diba 7 years on dog years? So, hindi ko alam. Hindi ko alam kung gano'ng karami.
Senior citizen na siya.
Senior citizen na yung puppy. No, so pagdating ng pagdating namin doon, dumiretso kami sa pet funeral home. Well, actually hindi naman siya pet funeral home. Funeral home siya na nag-accommodate lang din ng pets. Parang doon kami dumiretso after. Na ang nakakaawa kasi yung puppy, dalawa kasi yung puppy nila, no. Na indoor puppy, may dalawa pa na nasa labas. Yung isang puppy na ano, binabantayan yung ano, yung namatay nung pagdating namin. So, nung dinala namin, alam mo, may bago na ako na-discover, kung may Vaseline family, merong Tresemme family.
Oh my God, ano yung Tresemme family?
Tresemme
mas
family.
Mas mayaman na Vaseline?
Mas mayaman na Vaseline family.
Tresemme, kasi Tresemme yung afford nila. Uy, may Tresemme din sa Shea. Okay.
Tapos alam mo, gano'n sila ka Tresemme, imaginein mo yung the girls, no, yung mga anak nila, 26, 21, 18, tapos yung dad, big guy, very big guy, nagda-dress up pa rin as Santa. Not the full regalia, pero nagda-dress up pa rin siya ng Santa, nakapula siya, naka-Santa hat siya, ganyan.
Yeah.
Para yan, no, during the, tapos, kaya nga na pagdating ko, kaya nga na ano ako, na overwhelm ako nung nandun kami doon sa pet funeral home, no. Not so much, well, of course, siguro dahil kasi ano, laki ako sa farm, so death of an animal, death of a pet, para panggap ko siya. Hindi siya, hindi naman sa hindi ako, no, I'm not feeling something over it, pero I accept it as a reality, no. Kaso na, naluha ako kasi parang nung they were saying prayers, tapos sabi, tapos isa-isa sila nagme-message talaga doon sa puppy. Na parang, kunwari, puppy, thank you for taking care of the family, ganyan-ganyan, choo-choo.
Ay, may burial?
Informal burial naman. Parang last messages lang doon sa puppy before siya i-cremate, no? Tapos ano lang, and siya, na even yung dad umiiyak, yung mom umiiyak. And that was something very different for me, no? Kasi hindi ko na yung family ko, eh. So, nung namatay nga yung grandmom namin, di ba? Kahit yung dad ko, hindi umiiyak nung ano, nung bitbit. So, ito, I mean, it's amazing lang to be in a family wherein ganun ka-open yung ano, yung emotionally, alam mo yun, gets mo?
Yeah.
Tapos ano siya, then after nun, then namili na nung ano, nung casket, ay nung urn and stuff and everything. Tapos nung ano na, nung kinagabihan na, doon talaga na fully napakita sa akin yung Tresemme family in action. Umaabot pa doon sa point na, yung ano kasi, yung eldest sister kasi, artist siya. So, nagdala siya ng, pinakita niya yung bago niyang artwork sa mom niya. Tapos yung mom niya, parang, oh my God, baby, this is so good, ha? Your lines, they're getting better. I told you this will be good for in black and white. See, I told you, it's really, really good. Dad, look, oh. And she's 26, no? Na parang, wow, na
that kind of sobrang confident ng girl.
Yeah, oo.
Magandang ano, binilt na relationship. Parang feel ko sobrang confident tuloy ng girl. Kaya, ewan ko, kasi ganun yung gusto kong family eh. Na parang,
alam mo kung ano yung icing on cake sa akin. Nakwento kasi na yung si baby girl, yung youngest girl, she had a messy breakup, no? Parang nung debut niya, nag-away sila nung guy. Umabot sa point na, nung nag-away sila nung guy, nakwento nung dad na, oh, ano nga, I was sleeping and then, ano, my youngest woke me up na parang, what? Ginising ka na anak mo para magkwento about dun sa problem niya sa jowa niya?
Ay, son, ay.
Cute yun. Kasi parang comfortable yung children nila enough.
Oh,
exactly.
Yeah, so I like that. I mean,
diba? Tresemme family talaga, me. Na umabot
talaga. Nakakaingit para sa ating mga hindi na lumaki sa mga Tresemme or Vaseline family.
Diba? Yun nga yung sinabi ko na parang after nun, lumabas ako, tapos sabi nung mom, lumabas niya si tita. Sabi ko, oh, how are you? How did you enjoy our home? Tapos sabi niya, ah yes, tita, I did. Actually, I just had to go out because I'm really overwhelmed because I think this is the most I felt Christmas in years. Kasi talagang, it was really an affair, no? It was really a big affair for them na everyone was giving gifts. Tapos, even small, it's not even, the gifts are not even extravagant. Well, of course, they're big. But, when it comes out, it's not really that extravagant. It's just small stuff. But everyone is just really making the effort, no? To really be a family, and then that kind of attitude na yung dad magde-dress up pal as ano, everyone was videotaping. Girl, kulang na lang talaga fireplace. American family na kami. Ganun siya. Ganun yung energy nung whole night na yun. That's why I was really, I have to say, nainggit ako. I wish na kahit kaunti ganun sana yung family. But well, we deal with the cards that we're dealt with, no? I mean, I'm okay with it. Pero it's just, yung idea lang na ginising niya yung dad niya para lang magkwento ng story about sa jowa niya.
Hmm.
And the dad is not even, didn't even hold it against her na parang, tulog na ako eh. Parang, what is it? What is it, baby? Sige, sabihin mo sa akin, what happened? Anong kunento nung Wala, na that was a really big thing for me, no? That was a whole new experience being with the Tresemme family.
That's super cute.
Diba?
Pero yun, yeah, at least, wala. May mga ganun, meron family. Pa mga
families. I think, alam mo, thinking about it, I think an advantage ng mom and dad is they had the chance to be young when they yeah. were... When yeah. they sila kinasal kagana from teenager to parents. They were teenagers. They became crazy teenagers.
They had the opportunity to establish themselves first before having kids. So, magkaroon din ng kids when they're like emotionally, financially ready. Kaya, they were able to give that to their kids, which...
Parang kumbaga, alam mo yun, they were able to think of their own parenting styles that is based or anchored on their personalities.
Yeah.
Ano kasi yung dad kasi was a former radio DJ, parang not radio DJ, but he was taking care of mga radio stations, no? So they're a music couple, and tapos they were going to concerts, yun yung mga kinakwento nila that night, and one time nag 1-2-3 sila sa Alanis Morissette na concert. Diba may mga ganun story sila na parang, okay, so you had your fun, you had your cake, and you ate it too. Na from there, you were able to, okay, we're not going to be the perfect parents, but we'll be those parents who have their own distinct style. Na parang, medyo ano nga ako yun, parang, sabi ko, I love your family. It's different, sabi ko. It's very different from the family I grew up in. Which isn't to say something bad about my family. It's just really different and I like it. And it's no wonder na, girl, kung confidence lang talaga, through the roof yung confidence ng mga bagets, no? Diba? Through the roof. Na medyo naubos lang yung konyo ko, no? Naubos lang talaga yung konyo ko that night. Pero,
yung mga pamilya natin may thinking na nung bata tayo na if tougher love, mas magiging stronger tayo as a person. Pero that proves na, it doesn't mean na
parang, have to, diba?
Disciplinary as parents na parang pariwara yung anak nila, di ba?
Yeah.
Ewan ko, I don't know. Different lang yung parenting style nila, which is nice.
Yeah. That's been my, that's been the highlight of my holidays, no? Meeting Toto sa, family. At least yung tito-tita side, no? And that was a brand new experience for me na I kind of understand yung some of the kids I'm working with, no? Now why they're the way that they are. It's if they have that kind of family, it's no wonder they're so confident and, But at the same time, I also see na why they're so close with their family. Kasi I don't know, limitations kayo, no, when I was younger, parang uwi po kasi ako sa family time.
Yeah. Nagkaroon ako ng understanding sa mga batang ganun nung nakita ko na may ganun nga talaga. Na parang, okay, kaya sila attached sa pamilya nila kasi maganda yung relationship nila with their family, unlike me.
Diba? So
hinhold against them yun that way. So, anyway.
Yan yung highlight. Then I went home for the new year. Alam mo yun. It's nice too because dahil marami na kaming pamangkin, no? Parang lima na yung mga bagets sa amin. So, ang maganda is na yung my mom and my dad, no? Imagine this 60 plus year old. late 60s, they're now really trying new ways to celebrate Christmas. And even in small ways, no? Like may coffee jelly na yung pagkain. Nag-aanda na sila ng coffee jelly, tapos si mommy nagpa-order ng Korean ano kami, nag-samgyupsal kami sa bahay and stuff like that. Those are things that they didn't try before na even if kami nag-a-ask, hindi nila ginagawa. But now kasi, diba, the oldest is what, 13, 14, tapos yung yung susunod na sa mga 6 or 5, tapos mga ganong nasa ganong edad. So alam mo, they see stuff in TikTok and they become insistent na, mommy, mom, try natin to. And they, to my parents' credit, they're really trying in order to accommodate this new generation of children, which is nice. And then, na-point out din nga ng dad ko. Di ba nakita mo na yung dad ko na Natalie, di ba? This is really, yeah, really old guy na old din yung values sa niya. Ang ingay-ingay, no? Pero buti, okay na rin yan. Di ba ring maingay na? Kasi kung wala rin naman yung mga bata, wala, magtitinginan lang tayo dito. At sabi ko, at least alam ninyo. At least alam ninyo na wala tayong ginago pag Christmas or pag holidays, diba? All in all, it was a good holiday season. No? A lot of things na I realized and very eye-opening experience for me.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
How about you guys? Kamusta yung mga naging ano niyo holidays din?
Ako, nung Christmas, I made sure talaga na this year, since we also have kids, na yun, talaga nag-prepare kami. As in, usually kasi yung bigayan ng gifts dito per family or per couple, marami sa amin, sa family ng husband ko, marami pa sa aming young couples. Hmm. So, lahat kami nag-prepare ng gifts for the kids. So, nung Christmas, pumunta kami ng Fresno.
Hmm.
We drove to Fresno and then kinita namin yung nieces and nephews niya. And then after that, it was fun. Nag-inuman, there was, nagkaroon ng thing pa na matchy-matchy kasi alam mo yun, ang maganda nung Christmas na yun, may Filipinos din. As in, half nung household, Filipino, half Indian. So, it was kind of like a Indian-Filipino Christmas.
And both of those, both of those types of people are very family-oriented.
Yeah, very family-oriented talaga. So, after nun, that week din, yung umuwi na kami from LA after that weekend, sila naman yung pumunta sa LA, yung mga nasa Fresno. So, lahat kami dito nag-spend ng
New Year. Ano kalayo yun, Natalie?
Fresno is 3 hours without stop. Pero dahil may mga mabibilis, feeling ko malayo talaga yung Fresno. Maano lang talaga, efficient lang talaga yung freeway system dito. Feeling ko, let me see. Actually, Google ko.
Tresemme family.
206 miles. So, 206 miles, kilometers.
Para Manila to Zambales lang.
So, parang 331 kilometers. Kano kalayo yun sa inyo? Kano kalayo yun sa Zambales to Manila?
I wouldn't know.
Siguro nga Baguio, ganun.
Ayan.
Hindi ko alam. I'm not sure. Ha?
Tapos ano yung difference, Natalie? Na, you're celebrating Christmas in America. How is the feeling different?
Hindi. Sa Philippines kasi mafe-feel mo na parang tayo na Pasko na kasi naririnig mo na everywhere. Pero dito kasi mas sensitive sa culture or and religion. Hindi marami, like sa company namin, we don't celebrate Christmas. We don't say Merry Christmas. We only say Happy Holidays.
Yeah.
I have coworkers na Jewish. So, alam mo yun, parang hindi, sa Pilipinas talaga kasi bubombayin ka Pasko na, parol, shit, gano'n, dito hindi. Parang, alam mo yun, don't get me wrong, as in everywhere, Christmas everywhere pa rin naman, dominantly mas nakikita mo pa rin yung Pasko dito than other religious holidays. Pero,
ganyan.
Hindi siya kasing bombarded as in the Philippines. And then, ano ba? Mas ano eh, mas... Hindi ko look forward din. Pero ko kasi iba yung... Hindi ko sure. Parang iba yung... Iba pa rin yung feeling ng Pasko sa Pilipinas. Like, yeah, yeah. Lahat kami, may mga katrabaho kong Pinoy. Iyan pa rin. Parang iba pa rin Pasko sa atin, no? Iba pa rin. Pero alam mo yun, we try to make the best of what we have here. So, especially for talagang mga, alam mo yun, immigrants na hindi naman talaga lumang. So, it's nice. It's a big blessing na compared last year, na parang kami lang, even yung ito pa, big deal na yung parents nung asawa ko, nag-celebrate sila ng Pasko and ng New Year. Kasi my husband's parents, that Jehovah's Witness sila before.
Nagala na?
Jehovah's Witness.
Oh, okay.
And hindi sila nag-celebrate ng birthdays, ng Pasko. As in, may time pa na umiyak yung mama niya nung naghang ng Christmas decor yung kapatid niya dito for Christmas. Mm. Ganun sila hindi nagsa-celebrate. So, ayun din, same kay youths na since may mga bata na, alam mo, pupunta dito, nag-decorate sila. So, it was really a happy occasion, even for, especially for my husband. So, parang sinasabi niya ngayon daw niya talaga na feel na nagpasko kasi never sila din nagsa-celebrate nun. So, it was happy still. Pag New Year, yeah, we all gathered here dito lang sa bahay. Wala kami fireworks eh. Kasi birthday din. Yeah, hindi kami basta-basta pwedeng magpaputok dito.
Is it wala more kami. Of a regulation ng ano, ng town? Ay, na city?
Yeah, city regulation. Hindi, county regulation. LA county. Regulation. May mga specific places where you can do it.
Oh, yeah. Like, you know.
Kasi fire hazard sa any. So, maraming deserto. So, pwede kang mag-cause ng fire agad. Kaya hindi basta-basta pwede.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Nung New Year's, birthday din ng father-in-law ko, everybody was here. Tapos, kumain lang kami. Tapos, nakikita ang cool din kasi nakakita rin ako ng iba't-ibang tradition. Like, since birthday ng father-in-law ko, we all got the chance na magpakain sa kanya ng cake. So, everyone magla-line up para subuan siya ng cake.
Aww.
So it's an Indian tradition. So alam mo yun, marami rin akong natutunan na iba't ibang traditions. Like sa work naman ang sinelebrate namin mostly Hanukkah. I got to see what they do.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was quiet. It was a lot better than last year's definitely.
Mm-hmm.
And yun, yeah. First time.
Iba yung naging takbo ng New Year mo na ano, compared sa mga kinakwento mo before.
Yeah. And ayun, first time kong magregalo na nakalagay Mr. and Mrs. Grewal na as a couple kami. Alam mo, hindi na siya magastos na ako lang as me. So, yeah.
Ikaw, Tina, kumusta? Kumusta ang New Year?
Well, New Year. First time ko, holidays. First time, ang dami kong firsts for this year. First time ko mag-Christmas sa other country. First out of country namin, Singapore, yeah. Na, oh my gosh. Not that I am not grateful. I'm grateful that I got to be there. Pero like, it's not for me. The Singapore is not for me. Kasi I'm not a city baby. I'm never fascinated by big cities. So, Para lang pumunta ng BGC, tapos naglakad ng malayo. Tapos ang sakit-sakit ng pa ako. But it was great kasi I got to experience new culture. Kasi doon, like yung McDonald's nila, like walang kanin. I was so stressed out, dude. I was so stressed out. Like, ano pipiliin ko dito? Ano, salad. Ganon. Ang healthy ng food nila. Tapos, ano, ang mahal. Ang mahal ng everything. But, it was a nice experience. And then, on New Year's, first time ko mag-New Year with my boyfriend. So, pumunta siya sa Bulacan, nag-spend na, actually, surprise yon. Like, hindi niya sinabi sa akin in advance na mag-New Year siya sa bahay.
Sinabi niya sa parents mo naman.
Oo. So, cute. Sa mom ko, una niya sinabi.
It's so cute.
Tapos, iyon, na-meet niya yung whole family, both sides. Father side, mother side. So, that's great. Well, yun. Nagpaputok, normal. Pero, ako lang ba, or yung New Year and the holidays are much duller than last year or the few years before. Like, yung mga nagpapaputok, it's not, like, hindi na siya extravagant. Like,
mahal ka city.
Mahal girl, reception.
Mahal, napakamahal na mga
kaya shop. Nga eh, bumili kami ng paputok, it's like 3,600. Para nasa 4K na yung paputok. I'm like, what? Ang mahal naman. Para lang sa 30 seconds of like lights.
Oo. Actually, before, yun yung when, you know, my family are still very, paano ba to? Yung dikit-dikit pa yung mga family namin, mother side, father side, it was really a big affair pag New Year, nagpapaputok. Alam mo, yun yung talent na, yun yung skill na hindi ko na-develop. Kasi yung mga brothers ko, sila yung mga walang takot magpaputok. Yung tipong sinturon ni Judas, sa kamay nila sinisintihan.
Ay, grabe yung tapang.
Di ba? Tapos ihahagis lang nila. Over the years. Ay, agaga.
Tapos ngayon?
Wala, na lang kami. Sparklers na lang.
Ah, mm-hmm. Lucy's.
Oo. Tsaka yung yung fountain, yan, mga ganyan. Mga 15 seconds, 20 seconds. Tapos feeling ko kasi, after a while, ewan ko ako, feeling ko kina-privilege ko to. After ko kasi mag-UST Paskuhan, para it takes something to impress me na sa fireworks. Gets mo ba?
True.
For better or worse, it takes a lot for me to get impressed of fireworks. But yeah, but of course, it's not really the fireworks that I'm really after. I think what I really miss about that is the whole family just laughing around, no? And being really, in every sense of the world, a family. Kasi yan, wala. Kami na lang, nanonood na sa gilid, ganyan. Tapos for a while din, medyo nag-level down yung paputok namin kasi yung isa sa mga bagets, takot sa paputok. So, there was a time na ang sama-sama ng loob ko sa kanya na parang, kaya na ito na nga yung pini-enjoy ko eh. Tapos mababawasan pa dahil sa'yo. Pero anyway, I move on.
Sabi niyo, galit eh. Baka gusto mo na i-address sa kanya directly.
Alam mo ba nung Christmas, kasi yung, the good thing about this is, yung pamangkin ko, nasa book phase na siya. Nagiging adult books na siya. So may binabili siya sa akin book. Nakalimutan ko na kung sinong author. Tapos ako naman, bumili lang, no? Tapos grabe, sabi ko, doon ko talaga masasabi na, alam mo, Yudes, Pilipino ka pa rin talaga. Filipino sensibilities ka talaga. Kasi nung binasa ko yung So binili ko na yung libro, no? Binili ko lang. Tapos nung, I didn't even think about it until nung nasa labas na ako, nung after ko mabili, binabasa ko yung summary sa lukod. So parang kunwari, Athena meets Jojo, an equally promiscuous Kame. Tapos parang,
oh my God. Ilan taon na yung pumagin mo?
13, 14. So parang,
I get her. Nagbabasa na ako. Kaso, if, alam mo yun, akong ganyan na gusto niyang path, ako yung end goal. Mag-isipan mo.
In my defense, parang ako naman sabi ko, Yudes, wala kang karapatan kasi by 14, ay 13, or 11 ngayon, nagpapantasha.com ka na.
Nagbabasa ka na. Bigyan mo na sila ganung outlet.
Oo, na parang sa akin, sige na, kailangan ko tapos. Parindigan mo yung pagiging progressive mo. Hindi ito yung magiging end all be all niya. Pero I think kasi it's just the thought na pinapadede ko siya noon, alam mo yun, pag hinuhugasan ko yung puwet niya noon. So, tapos ngayon, Athena and Jojo, Athena meets Jojo, an equally promiscuous person, Kenny. Tapos rest lang ako ng very light.
Oh my God.
Anyway, sige. Yeah. So it seems like we all have very good yan, New Year naman, no? So for today's topic, grabe yan, haba ng introduction natin, no? We're going to talk about yung panibago nating mantra for the year as dictated by President Nadine Lustre, ina ng lahat, amen, diba? Which is, sabi niyo sa akin kung tama yung basa ko, ama ka na akla. Tama ba?
Tama.
Ama ka na akla. Ano ba ang ama ka na akla? Actually, ginugle ko pa yan nung first time na lumabas siya, no? So, ano ba ang ama ka na akla?
Diba yung ama ka na akla, parang, ama ka na, parang ganun, parang tama ka na bakla, ganun.
Tigilan mo na yan, parang ganun ba?
Oo, parang ganun, tigilan niya na yan, ganun.
So, is it an idea na parang letting go of old habits? Parang ganun ba siya?
Wala naman, yeah. It's not like...
Parang kota ka na sa sa katangahan or something.
Parang ganun siya. It can be used like with anything. Like, pwede natin bigyan ng meaning siya or not. Like, it could be just like, tama ka na, ganun. Or pwede din siyang like, mga hindi natin nagugusto sa sarili natin. It could be anything. You know, it's a slang. So, it could be whatever meaning we want it to be.
So for today, gagamitin natin siya sa context ng mga stuff we want to let go for 2023. Tama ba?
Ooh.
Kaya ama ka na.
Tama ka na akla.
Ama ka na akla.
Yeah, I think for some reason, no, you know, one of the things that I like about social media nitong New Year is yung mga posts na, oh, tang ina nyo, may mga mag-essay for 2023, walang pakialamanan. No, I really like that, no, because which is funny because I'm one of those people before na kind of gets irritated with those stuff, but as I got older and para I realized na parang grabe sobrang hater ko nung bata ako.
Hindi ko meron na tayong youthful angst talaga na everything we think everything we saw we think is uncool na parang
diba parang and now we're
like someone cares. Pero ngayon parang mature na tayo na pa. Okay, nag-post siya, good for her. Namin niya natutunan last year and this year daw hindi na siya iinom. Alam mo yun, parang nakikinig na tayo.
Oo, kasi I think Natalie, umabot na tayo dun sa point na we're the uncool ones na.
Yeah.
And tuwing tinanggap ko na siya long ago, no? So, and a lot, the good thing about this is there's, you see this multiplicity of perspective, no? There are those who are learning to set up boundaries, no? There are those who are learning na, who are on the opposite end of the spectrum na, you know what? It's not always about setting up boundaries. It's not always about cutting off people in your life. Sometimes you have to, eh, di ba may mga ganung post it? Which I also appreciate because it's also allowing me to have a different perspective. Because I think for the longest time, no, when I was younger, I've been a proponent ng, "De, pag hindi na, wait na, keme." But now, I'm now at that age where I realize na, yes, no man is an island. And if you burn too many bridges, eventually you become a lonely island. That's what I realized, no? Especially I think when the pandemic, when the pandemic happened, I cut off a lot of people in my life. And then I realized na, I mean, hindi naman sa hindi ako satisfied sa inyo, no? But then I also realized na parang not everyone will be available at my beck and call. And the people I cut off for the most minuscule of reason, for the most shallow of reasons, they could be the people who I can, you know, trust right now or I can confide with. But I didn't have that luxury because I cut off so many people because I thought I was that girl. I thought that you're going to miss out on so much dahil wala na ako sa buhay ninyo. And then boom, I was the one who was missing out on everything because, you know, I thought I was self-sufficient. No? Anyway, sige. Ano yung mga ano ninyo? Yung kayo-kayo? Ano yung mga naging... What are the things that you want to let go for 2023?
Siguro yung ile-let go ko is complaining too much about my life. I mean, kasi okay naman yung may healthy complaining. Pero like, I complain a lot during 2022. Well, maybe because I was in a very... I started off in a very dark place noon. So, soon, nung mga... During the mid, nung gumanda na yung year ko, I think dun ko na realize how toxic and unhealthy I was living. So, siguro I would leave that behind during sa 2020. I will leave that in 2022 and not bringing that to 2023. And then, taking care of my health. Yan. Like, grabe. Kasi I started off the new year, second day, parang nilagnat na ako and everything. So like, until now, may sakit pa din ako. Pero no more fever. So I have to take my health seriously kasi, you know, I'm not getting any younger. And
you're still young.
But I'm not getting any younger. I'm just getting older.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, I stopped using vape na. I'm not smoking anymore. So that's
good.
Great.
Kaya naman ako, kakahit ko lang bago mo sabihin. Pero sige, go. Live your life and go.
You know, and pero ever since I started smoking naman talaga, I have no, parang I'm one of the lucky ones who have no problem
letting go of it.
Like, hindi ako nahihirapan i-let go siya kasi I'm not really addicted to it. But
Sorry na.
Nung ano, nung... Kaya nga I'm calling myself lucky. Nung nagka-COVID ako, which was really bad back in November, naalala ko I was... Before, prior to that, I was like, hindi ko na binibitawan yung vape ko. And like, yung mga binibili ko ng vape, yung mga 7,000 puffs, tapos naubos ko siya in like 2 weeks, ganun. So like, dude, okay ka pa ba? Tapos parang, after nung ko magka-COVID, tapos now na na-diagnose ako ng long COVID syndrome. So like, kailangan ko ng active ways to take care of my health. So that's what I will stop doing. Stop letting go. Letting go of my health or start taking care of myself. Yun lang.
Mm-hmm.
Siguro yun.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.
Out of everyone sa Kudazers, ikaw yung pinaka nakakapag-alaga ng health mo eh.
Well, kasi ano eh, may HMO ako. So, that's one of the perks that I have sa work ko. So, ever...
Being health conscious na rin naman ako. Yung BX for the vaping part.
Well, yon. So, I'm actually, dapat nung December, yung January 1, mag-workout na ako. Pero yun nga, nagkasakit ako. So, di ba, dinelay ko na lang muna. So, yon. Kasi ang dami kong travels this year. So, sabi ko, ay, gusto ko maging pleasant sa pictures. And, nagbago na din yung style ko. OMG, hindi na ako hubadera. Yay, basic na ako ngayon.
Grabe ka sa basic. Di ba pwede
I love it nga eh. I love basic. Basic over anything. Yan lang, yan lang sa akin. How about you, Ate Nakri?
Ako? Okay. So, para feeling ko, dalawa yung gusto kong i-let go this year. Una, I mean, yung eto naman, na-start ko na siya. Na-start ko na siya, especially after the wedding. Kasi parang, you know, I started seeing a therapist about, you know, the constant problems I'm having. Tapos, mas nagkaroon ako ng enlightenment na kung ano yung mga dapat kong gawin and ano yung mga dapat kong i-prioritize. Tapos, isa sa mga na-open up ko sa kanya is I care too much about what people think about me. Like a lot. Alam niyo naman yun, talagang napaparanoid ako kapag feeling ko may galit sa akin. Pero eventually, like late last year, like with continuous therapy, natuto akong to not give a fuck. Like, bala kayo, isipin ko na lang kung ano yung tingin sa akin ng mga taong feeling ko mahalaga sa akin. And alam, so I started posting selfies na dati uncomfortable ako to post. Anyway, yun, siguro yun sa, it's not something to, that I would start this year, but it's something that I would continue doing and I would continue to let go is, ayun, kung ano yung feeling kong iniisip sa akin ng mga tao. And then, siguro yung second one is, kasi I read somewhere, parang nagbabasa ako ng mga 2023 stuff before the new year. So, I forgot which article, pero I saw something na nagsabi na hope is not a strategy. And then parang yun yung sa parang list siya, pero yun yung pinanag-hit sa akin na I tend to daydream a lot and like just hope for the best. Na parang kuwari, I'm working and then, di ba, sabi ko dati gusto mag-theater, I want to act. Magtatrabaho ako and then isipin ko na lang, di ba, ala na feeling ko aarte din naman ako someday or aarte din ulit ako, hindi lang ngayon. Pero it's not a strategy. Kung yun yung gusto kong end goal, what should I do about it? So, You know, alam mo yun, that may mga upcoming job opportunities that I plan to turn down. Kasi it's not something, this is not something I want to do in the future. Hindi ito yung long, parang iniisip ko dati, this is a temporary job to get me by until I can finally finance myself na gawin yung gusto ko. And then, yeah, I'm gonna start doing that now.
Mm.
Kasi, yeah, hope is not a strategy. So, alam mo, isa yung sinisip ko, actually, I listed it down, kung ano yung gagawin ko, until when ako, when ko gagawin tong work na to this year, ano yung gagawin ko for headshots. Actually, nagpa-plan na ako to take headshots and classes again, kasi I can't act right away. Tangayin ang tagal ko na baka, kaya 4 na taon, so I have to take classes again. And I'm so happy ngayon kasi mas open na yung husband ko with me, with me doing these things.
Mm. You know, I understand that kasi it's hard to explain sa to people who haven't done it na hindi or very limited yung exposure to it na why is this a path that you would want to take when there are other very practical stuff, no?
And yeah, I've been doing practical stuff for the past 2 years na parang I gave it a shot. I did the 9-to-5. Parang I enjoyed the money, yes. I mean, I'm still nagpa-plan ako ng strategy that would give me financial stability at the same time para mag-auditions. Kasi yung job na to, girl, hindi talaga. Walang time. Lalo na yung sarili success ni Tita Dolly. Oh my God. Parang sabi ko, pwede. Pwede naman eh.
Alam mo, Tita Dolly's success is a beacon of hope for Filipino actors everywhere. You cannot underestimate yung the hope she gave to a lot of people.
Yeah, at ang dami, kasi meron sa LA, and well, sa, not only LA, sa other parts ng US, meron dito parang Bible ng mga freelance actors na website, which is yung Backstage. Doon nalalaman lahat ng major mga auditions, mga castings. Ang daming Paul for Brown email. So para sabi ko, ano mang ginagawa ko dito? Ba't ako nag-edit ng mga poster para sa ibang tao? So yeah, that's one thing I need to do this year.
I'm so happy to hear that because alam mo naman, di ba sabi ko, parang we had that conversation before. Just do what you need in order to survive. In any case, whatever your choice, there's always a home waiting for you here when if you ever decide to come back, no? And I'm happy that you're making your own home there. Alam mo yun, you know, a home that you want, filled with the things that you need in order for you to be able to say that you're living a life that you're proud of and you want for yourself.
Yeah.
Ako siguro, if there's anything that I would let go of for 2023, is this is going to sound very cliche. I think it's doubt. And for the first time, I won't go into details, pero things have happened over the past years, no? Pre-pandemic pa lang. And there, it was already accumulating no pre-pandemic that made me kind of stop becoming a go-getter, for better or worse. Na parang, I think for a while, and sinabi ko kay Toto, na parang natatakot na akong mangarap. Natatakot na akong mag-set ng long-term goals. Because I feel like every time nagsaset ako ng long-term goals or nagsaset ako ng dream, ang nangyayari is, at the end, mas naniniwala yung mga tao sa paligid ko kaysa sa akin for that dream. Gets ba?
Yeah.
And ambition is the more, appropriate term. And it comes to that point wherein na parang umaabot siya na, akala ko ba ikaw yung may gusto nito? Bakit parang kami pa yung mas may gusto nito mangyari kaysa sa'yo. Andiyan na yung mga opportunity sa harap mo. Parang laging ganun yung nangyayari. Na parang, whenever I set up these grand ambitions or even whenever I set up ambitions, I end up burning people along the way. And I think for 2023, that is something that I want to start learning again, to set up ambitions for myself and how not to hurt people along the way. Because, yeah. I think na-mention ko na to sa you, Natalie. We were talking last night po na parang I had this conversation with this person I'm working with no, na parang you should be more assertive, keme, ganyan. Parang ganun yung ano niya na parang sabi ko, sabi ko, and I can't find the words to explain it to him in a way that he would understand na I was assertive at one point. I got what I wanted, but it cost me too much. It cost me a lot of people. And I don't know if that is a path that I'm willing to take all over.
Mm-hmm.
Na, alam mo yun na, sabi ko nga eh, it doesn't take much for me to admit that I've been a very terrible person when I was younger. I was. And the best that I can do is, number one, is to either be so terribly successful na, alam mo yun, na somehow, some way na, at least I have something to show for it, or, you know, learn to live a life of not standing out. And to me, it's okay. For me, if you ask me, I'm okay with not standing out. I'm okay being in the sidelines. I'm okay being being behind the scenes. I think, I don't know. I don't know kung natalo ba ako, if that sounds like an admission of, ano, of being, of loss, na wala na yung ano ko, wala na yung fire ko to become on the front, to take center stage. And that is something that I want to, that attitude is was maybe something I want to let go for 2023, but at the same time, alam mo yun, it's not really something I'm very keen on doing because I'm scared of the outcome. I don't know if I'm making sense, but that's how it felt for me for the whole of 2022. I'm always...
Maybe if the aggression doesn't feel right to you, maybe you shouldn't do it. Because I think there are other ways naman being the center stage without being aggressive. Or yung dinedemand ba sa job mo is a kind of aggression na talaga makakatapa ka ng tao?
I don't think that's a prerequisite, no? I don't think that's a prerequisite, but it comes with the job. Huh? Labo mo yun. But it's bound to happen somewhere along the way, no? Because wala, you're working for an enterprise, you're working for a group of, you know, of it's a highly charged environment together with a lot of responsibilities left and right. And eventually, you know, and we know how it happens with those types of, you know, work environments. So eventually one responsibilities get left behind. And of course you're going to have to demand. It's just hard, no? It's just hard because on the one end, I know, parang, yeah, I can demand, but at the same time, it's not really, my God, ilang taon ko pa sila makakatrabaho. Alam mo yun, it's that idea na hindi lang naman ito yung project na makakatrabaho sila. Tuloy-tuloy pa rin naman kami magkakatrabaho. So, dumagdagla ako sa problema, dumagdagla ako sa sama ng loob nila. Hindi nabawasan yung responsibility nila. Alam mo yun? But at the same time, andun din yung perspective na if I don't demand, I'm the one who's going to get. Ako'y mapapagalitan. And it's not even about work. I think it's about everything in general. Andun na ako sa point na yun, which I think, I don't know, maybe younger me would be so aghast na parang, oh my God, hinayaan mo mapagalitan ka. But then sa akin kasi, ano eh, hindi naman sa hindi ako apektado pag napapagalitan ako. It's just, I can take the heat. Gets ba? Pero yun, since yesterday, pinag-iisipan ko kung ano yung sasabihin ko for this one. And I'm still at a loss, so to be honest, kung ano ba yung mga gusto kong bitawan. Definitely, I want to be kinder, you know. I want to be that person wherein, you know, people would think of when they think of a kind person, where they think of a kind workmate. But at the same time, alam mo yun, it's... Hindi ko rin alam, am I being too kind na? Am I being too good? Am I letting go of myself in the process? Because I think I met with some of the people I've worked with over the past few years. Parang 5 years ago pa sila sa katrabaho. And that's one of the things that they're always telling me na parang, you've changed. And I don't know whether it's a good thing or a bad thing whenever they say that I've changed, no? That's something I'm still deciding.
Ano, like, you've changed in wala silang nasabing... For the good or for the bad, just you've changed.
As sinasabi lang nila, it's not a bad thing.
Yeah.
But at the same time, yeah. I think they mean that I've changed is in the sense that I'm no longer as aggressive as I was when I was younger. Which is good, no? But at the same time, I feel like I'm just passing by. Gets mo?
If you're still aggressive at this age, I don't know kung bakit. I think aggression comes with age, eh. Na parang... Mas aggressive, it's natural for you to be more aggressive when you were younger than you are now. Siguro mas may calmness na sa atin. Mas pag tumatanda ka siguro, mas natututo ka ng maging calm and to hindi, alam mo, ewan ko, paano ba yung sinasabi nila aggressive na tipong bara lang ng bara, gawa lang ng gawa, tipong, feeling ko kasi mas natututo ka na mag-compartmentalize kapag matanda ka na eh. Hindi ka
I think it's just the general energy I give off it. I think it's that. And I don't know, to be honest, I don't know what to make of it.
Mm-mm.
Whatever it is, I've decided na rin that's something that I'm going to have to find out over this coming year, diba? Whether I'll be able to access that kind of, you know, that kind of drive all over, or is it something that I still need at this age? Because I'm getting by, I can still get jobs, no. But still, I'm a little bothered whenever people say that I've changed because I can't really determine if it's for the good or for the worse. But yeah, that is something I'll discover for 2023, no?
Yeah. At saka nung aggressive din naman tayo, hindi rin naman maganda yung feedback. So parang ano ba talagang gusto nila? Ay, nung aggressive tayo, naaway nila tayo eh. Ngayon, hindi. Nagre-reklamo sila. So just ask them to be clear what they want. Kasi if they want aggressive views, alam mo yun, they've dealt with that. Siguro naman nakatrabaho na nila yung aggressive views.
Yeah.
It's not all sunshine. So
I was far from anything but sunshine.
Yeah. So parang siguro just clear it out with them. Pero yeah, I get what you mean.
Grabe, no? Who would have thought this would be my conundrum after knowing me? But I don't want to put stock on who I was. I want to put stock on who I am right now. And that's the person I'm trying to develop time for. Dedicate time for. Ayun, yun naman. Sige. Siguro, what are your wishes for the new year? No? Just for a happy wrap up for this, no? For this kuda.
General, personal.
Either. I think my personal wish for 2023 is may the bridges I've burned over the past years light my way back to them. That's my wish. No? Because there's so many people I owe so much to. And I want them to, and time and life and circumstances have created distance between me and those people. And if life affords it, and if life allows it, I would like to have the chance to be able to, you know, give the thanks and give the apologies that are necessary. And when I do meet them, I hope I have the right words. Or I hope I have I'm in the right place, or I have enough humility to be able to apologize to them with the utmost sincerity. On another personal wish for me is, may I be happy for where I am, and let me be satisfied with it. No. For the others, may all your hidden wounds and hidden aches and hidden dreams find their way towards fruition. So for the wounds, may they heal. For their aches, may they lighten up. And for those ambitions, for them to find, you know, for you to find your way towards them. And general, my God, sana mag-lift up yung ekonomiya.
Tama.
Because nakita niyo ba yung post nung sa ano, yung gardenia ba yun? Yung sa tinapay?
Hindi pa.
Yung, di ba yung, pag bibili ka ng tinapay, meron siya yung lock. Yung plastic lock.
Uh-oh.
Tapos nandun yung price. So from August, start siya ng August 2020 yata, or August 2021, ang 61. Tapos December 2022, 81 na siya. So nakita mo yung ano, yung growth ng pera, nung dagdag, nung mga, yung patong sa mga pagkain. Wala lang, ang hirap eh, kasi kahit the other day, trinay kong karinderia lang for the past few days. Mm-hmm. Hindi naman lang. Karinderia for the past few days. Parang girl, parang 100 lang yung difference sa pag-order. Nakakalungkot. Nakakaano siya. And I'm not supporting anyone, no? Wala akong, hindi naman ako required magpadala sa parents ko. Pero alam mo yun, parang, wow, grabe. Andami. Andaming gastusin pa rin. Kaya sa mga parents dyan, sa mga young parents, or sa mga magpapastart na magpa-aral this year, saludo sa inyo dahil kinakaya ninyo, no?
Tama.
Ayun, yun naman yung mga wishes ko, no? And they're very, I wouldn't say small, no? But, no, but they're my wishes for the year. How about you, Athena? Nakre?
Ako,
ganda lang muna ko.
Okay. Ako wish ko for myself, I would be a lot happier this year. Like, sana hindi na ako umiyak this year. And sana makaipon ako. Lord, sana makaipon ako. And career growth. Yeah, I'm planning, there has been plans sa career ko that I want to do. But sana matupad siya and sana galingan ko. Sana magaling ako this year. Sana di lang ako kulot this year. And then wish ko for others would be good health and peace of mind. Because we all need a little bit of that these days.
Either or.
Ako naman, wish ko for myself, I wish to not get distracted this year from the things that I actually want. So, gusto mas maging focus sa goals ko, which I now know kung ano talaga yung goals ko. So, which, ayun. Tapos ano pa ba? Gusto ko makapag-save. I wish na makapag-save din ako this year kasi sa wish ko this year, gusto kong maka-uwi, maka-visit sa Philippines with my husband. So, and goal ko rin is to get to know myself more pa this year. I mean, I already started with the therapy sessions and even, alam mo yun, like just anything that I want na madidiscover ko about me is important. Like, nag-register ako ng MyHeritage yung DNA. So, that was fun. So, just continue of getting to know the things I like and I don't like. Kasi, ewan ko, throughout the years, feeling ko na bura yun eh. Feeling ko na dictate ako na ito yung dapat ko kung gustuhin, ito yung dapat kong hindi magustuhan. So, till now, yun yung gusto kong mangyari saan for 2023. Wish ko for other people is, ang daming nangyari for the past year. So, I wish them inner healing. I wish them, yan, katulad natin na peace of mind. Yeah, I guess that.
Grabe, no? Di ko ma-imagine na dadating tayo sa point na i-wish natin sa other people peace of mind.
Well, we were very selfish when we were younger, I think. I think our perspective back then is how will this situation benefit me? Or how will this situation further myself? Alam mo yun? I think ganun yung perspective natin when we were younger. And I think that's natural when you're at that age that you're trying to prove so much. Gets ba?
Yeah. Actually, mas kinder to, mas mabait na ako sa sarili ko than before kasi dati parang tanga mo talaga yung bobo eh. Kasi hindi na ganun, parang if I did something, parang feeling ko, naging topic niya talaga yung inner child. So yeah, it's isa rin sa mga binabasa ko right now. So parang kapag may ginawa akong tama, I start to compliment myself in my head. Hindi na katulad nung dati. So it's nice. Ganun.
Alam mo, that's something that I need to do, I think. Start complimenting myself again.
Tama. I feel like tama.
Anyway.
Tapos, sure lang ako, every morning, meron kaming therapy session ni Chanel. Kasi every morning, nagda-drive kami to work together. Mag-iba kami ng work to save gas. So, dina-drop off niya ako, tapos pumunta siya ng work niya. So, alam mo, pinaprocess namin yung mga nangyari sa amin. And then, like, it's just something healthy na nakapag-usap na kami ng ganun. So,
alam mo, that's a development na never going to expect.
Sobra ganun. Tama, ako din.
I'm so happy na meron.
Di po nga, parang sinasabi namin, tangay na tayo na nga lang magkasama. Ano pa bang ba't pa ba tayo mag-aabay? So,
that's it. Wow, that's another thing I never expected. You and Chanel getting along.
Yeah, wow. Na since last na-away namin. Actually, we were getting along so well pa before nung wedding. That's yun. That's for another story. I'm not even sure kung safe pa ikwento dito yung nangyari sa wedding. But yeah.
Sige. Anyway, yan, mga kapitbahay. I'm actually getting a little bit misty right now. I don't know for some reason. But I am getting misty. I don't know. Maybe it's the nostalgia. Maybe it's the realization na as much as we want to, we can't go back to certain places anymore. Not in a very literal way, no. But we can't go back to the way things were as much as we want to and as much effort as we want to. Because, well, life has went and must continue to go on.
That's true.
And, you know, just because things may have changed, but not everything has changed. And we have to take solace in that fact and find ways in which we can benefit or we can find joy in those things, no? Kaya mga kapitbahay, share naman kayo ng mga ano nyo, ng mga New Year's realization nyo, stuff that you want to let go for the new year, na na-touch ba kayo or may mga na-realize mong ba kayo throughout the Kudaan today, share nyo lang sa amin. Just use the hashtag Kudako lang. And of course, marami man nagbago pero ang hindi pa rin nagbabago ay ang Podcast Network Asia. Maraming salamat sa inyong patuloy na suporta sa aming almost 4 years, 5 years of doing this podcast. Maraming salamat, Podcast Network Asia. And pagpatuloy pa natin to. And of course, mga kapitbahay, if you want to listen to more contents like this, just visit Podcast Network Asia's website to listen to our co-affiliates. And again, pa sa salamat at shout out kay Ina and Sari na nagre-recover now. Si Ina for her maternity leave, and of course kay Sari who's still adjusting to her new work. Sari, kapit lang, andito lang kami, message lang. Ayan, mga kapitbahay. If you can send them good messages and messages of goodwill, then that will be very much appreciated. Ayun. Again, may nakalimutan ba ako? Wala naman, no?
Wala naman.
Ayan, maraming salamat, mga kapitbahay. Again, this is Utes.
This is Natalie.
And Athena here.
Y'all just listen to
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.